นาว่าอะไรก็แล้วนะคุยอ่ะโอเค
Yeah, Vijin is here. We just about to start. Come. We just finish our puja. Come, join us. You can sit there. The seat, the armchair. You can sit there. Okay, very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So we just came back from our retreat 2 days back. It was a really good and very smooth and very meaningful retreat. A lot of Kayalamita rejoiced, and some of them developed very strong faith. And many Kayalamitas who has been sincere with the faith, they progress very fast. I really rejoice. So with this, hopefully, it can be an encouragement for other Kayanamitas to also strive on with heedfulness. The wholesomeness that they developed while there, even those who came on the weekend for just the 2-3 days, is really, really beautiful. If you can develop the understanding, you will have a lot of joy. Then this time around, I think many of them stabilize their mindfulness, daily mindfulness, sati, and they can actually feel their heart very clearly now. Then quite a number has the ability to do lying down meditation, and like that day, Engbi, I think she tried, and this time around, she was very happy. She just said there was so much joy. She was doing the lying down at the end, at the one corner on my left, the far end there. So when we were having our what they call sharing, then all of a sudden I noticed Ingbi was not on her seat. Then I inquired, I said, where is Ingbi? Wow, she straight away put up the hand from the far end there. Means I saw it. Then I knew, not sleeping. Yeah, I knew one of those who lie down there. There are 3 or 4 of them. But she straight away, she was lying down. Her hand put up very high. Then I know, I told you all, say, not sleeping. This one is the real lying down meditation. Then later on, after the thing, I think on the last day before we move out from Sambhausi, the Mahayana temple, she shared with us, relative, do you know that they lying down meditation? It was clearer than when I was sitting in front of you. Because when you are there, no thought on the tail. That's why it's very, very clear. And you are not sitting like that, trying to listen. When you try to listen, it's from the thought. When you're silent, you listen very clearly. As I learn to listen from your heart, later on, see from your heart, act from your heart, do everything from your heart, then you will see the great difference and how you transform. That's why I stay at the heart, silent everything. Now Sung came to know also. Then he asked me, today, can lie down? I said, can. Whole session you lie down, no problem. Because he said, it's a lot easier. The energy are very balanced. Then he said, he feel like, don't want to listen, can I? I said, can. Because that heart, that nature, when it listen, it doesn't need words. It only need, come in, you know. It only need the fine vibration, the wisdom energy, and so on. And this nature doesn't need words, understand? So when you listen, you're silent, the vibration will go in. That very fine vibration is the one that transforms the mind base. Then as this one moves, the understanding actually went in already. But the form and mind will not know, because form and mind need words. But when you come out of it, just like I told Song last time after he connect at Rayong, the heart there, the gateway there, immediately it transforms. Then the vibration change. That's why after that, he come out, no word on, just that chanting. How come he can understand my note straight away? because that one comes from the silent mind, that fine vibration, which is the wisdom energy. So when you listen from the heart, you don't need words. That's why you don't have to listen, provided you already reach here. You have not reached here, you don't try to be a hero. And you probably say, no need to listen, oh, I silent. You can silent then, sadhu. You cannot, you better listen and straighten your view. Then when your mind base is very stable, very strong, you relax into it, then you just silent. No need to do anything. Then you will move, you will transform, then the vibration will change by itself. Then you will understand. That's why I like the day song, is it? Brother Jin Hao went and requested for the Diamond Sutta for him, from the monk. Then he passed it to Brother Song. He just opened. He get a great surprise. How come we can understand one straight away? Last time cannot. Completely cannot. So when you have that direct seeing, the ability to understand, your mind transform. That true mind, the direct seeing is different. Then from that vibration, that wisdom energy, whatever it see, whatever it hear and perceive, it understand very clearly. That's why this type of Dhamma is not the traditional thought-based Dhamma, where you use memory, where you use thought. All those, they are within the field of thought. These are not real wisdom. These are some form of understanding born of knowledge. Then you commit to memory. Then you correlate it to the concentration, the energy field, everything. Then like you understood. But it's not the real direct seeing. The bhavana maya panya. So that one had to come from the silent mind. Okay, now you can start your meditation. So everybody know how to meditate. You don't need instruction. Oh, puja din chana. Oh, wow. Luckily you remind me. I thought you all straight away finished already. Yeah. Thank you, thank you. Oh. Wow, today so late, we all. Oh, no wonder. I look at the clock. I thought puja all finished already. We just make offering. We didn't chana. Page 4. Okay, turn to page 4. Thank you for reminding. We will chant the vandana, then the offering. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adina dana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musawada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majjhapamatatthana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Gannasarapaditena dipena tamadangsina tilokatipang sambuddhang. Jayami tamo nudang ganna sabra yotena dopena hang sugang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajana muttamang vanna ganda gonopetang เอตังกสุมาสันตทินปูเจยามิมุนินดาสสิริปัดสารโรเหปูเจมิปดังกสุเมนานินาปุณเณนามเตนะเจโหตุโมคังปูปังมลายติยัตตาอิดังเมกายโยตตายติวินาสบาวังอาดิวาสิตุโนบันเตปานิยังปริกปิตังอนุกัมปังอุปาดายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังเทตันตุเพชเอตินะวิวชันดาเอสปิเรชั่น by developing the understanding of this offering okay turn to page 18 understanding the significance of offering of light may this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and condition to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein may this offering of pure clear cool water lead us to the pure clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fire of all defilement within our mind. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of the incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue.May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body.So that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila samadhi panya, leading to the ultimate liberation, the born free nibbana. By the power of all these merits born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas.May this offering be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Give your pay respect to Tripajama.Buddhang Pachemi. Dhammang Pachemi. Sanghang Pachemi. Okay, we can now start the meditation. Everybody is here before, Those who want to do sitting, you can. Those who want to do lying down, you also can. So for lying down meditation, maybe I need to brief you a little bit. Stephanie, you know which one? Okay. Off. That few switches around the same panel. No, around the same first panel on your right. Yes. That's all. The rest is at the back. My wife will know how to off. Those who want to do lying down meditation, very simple. You just relax body and mind completely. Then look for a place. There is a long couch there near the TV. Song has taken one place. There is another place available. If you want, you can lie down there. Otherwise, you can just use the other two. The other one is on the left hand side. then if you got more than three, someone may need to use the floor mat. You just lie down, straighten your back, your face facing upward. Then straight away you relax body and mind, completely relax. Then silent, maintain silent. Then you feel around your heart area. But you can only do lying down when you have some form of sati already developed, quite stable already. Then you can actually stay at the heart there. Then just silent. It will detect by itself. Then as it detects, you use your breathing to regulate it. Your breathing and the heart actually is connected. So as you breathe, you aware there. Then later on, if the mind base, you already has the ability to be aware there, you just stay there. Let it stabilize. Then it will actually do the meditation by itself. Because when you stay there, you are aware of the heartbeat or any vibration around the heart area. This will develop the sati. When you have sati, there is no thought. But in between, as you aware, there is a lapse. The thought will still move. Then you continue to relax into it and just allow the thought to be. Don't suppress, don't fight. You just maintain awareness. Slowly, slowly, this thought, they will cease to be. Initially, of course, if you are not used to it, there is a tendency to sleep. But don't worry. Just maintain awareness. Then if you do yourself to sleep, you just sleep. But as you sleep, you will know actually the first snoring, it will be very loud to you. Then you like become conscious again. Then you maintain awareness again. Maintain awareness. But certain day if you are very tired when you are in your bed about to sleep, then you try to maintain awareness for as long as you can. Then if you're really tired, you need to sleep, you just sleep. But this training, while you are not tired, can develop the stability of lying down meditation very, very fast. So you only need to develop the ability to silence, then maintain the awareness. Just aware of that heartbeat. Just be there. Just like at the retreat, I say, be there, don't do anything, just stay with it. Do not try to do anything to it, at peace with it, just silent, no need to know anything, just stay there. Completely relax and just aware. Then sometimes you need to do like, you do, don't worry. Just to make the body more and more relaxed, like you want to relax into it at that point. When you are very tired, you also do that. That's why when people tired, they like panting. But you just relax into it. Like very relaxed. So lying down meditation can help a lot if you can develop the stability. Then later on, as you travel, sitting on a bus, or sitting on the plane, you learn how to silence. When you are sitting in the sitting posture, you don't have to cross your leg. Then one of the leg you want to bring up, you can. Otherwise, put the leg down, but you just relax, silent, then aware of your breathing or your heart. Finally, the breathing will take you to the heart, then you stay at the heart. Then the lying down meditation or sitting meditation, which is not the cross-legged one, can be very beautiful. Then you can meditate whenever you travel, even on a ship or yacht or on a, what they call cruise. You can just relax and just silent. This is to stabilize your mindfulness so that you can come out of this stability or awareness to develop your daily mindfulness later on. The daily mindfulness, when you already stabilize your awareness or sati, you can be very mindful throughout the day because you will always anchor it back to your heart. And awareness is from the heart outward. So now I let you develop the meditation. Then those who still need to train your mind, you train. You start with the mind sweeping method, like Bijin. You try with the mind sweeping method, combined with loving kindness and metta. So you silence body and mind completely. Then you maintain attention at your forehead.